آپ SBS اردو کے ساتھ ہیں۔
سامعین، اس پوڈ کاسٹ میں ہم بات کریں گے سڈنی کی سرزمین سے ابھرتے ہوئے ایک ننھے سے نام کی، جو آج آسٹریلوی ٹینس میں گونج بن چکا ہے۔ صرف 11 سال کی عمر میں نیشنل لیڈر بورڈ کے ٹاپ 10 میں شامل قومی ڈیولپمنٹ اسکواڈ کے رکن شازلین عزیز، ایک ٹیلنٹ جو عمر سے کہیں آگے کھیل رہا ہے۔ اس پوڈ کاسٹ میں شازلین عزیز، ان کے والدین اور ان کے کوچز سے کی گئی گفتگو آپ کو سنوائیں گے۔ سب سے پہلے شازلین سے کی گئی گفتگو آپ کو سنواتے ہیں کہ وہ ان کامیابیوں کے بارے میں، ان کا تجربہ کیسا رہا اور وہ اپنے مستقبل کے بارے میں کیا کہنا چاہتی ہیں۔
Hi Shazlin, how are you?
Hello, I'm good.
Shazlin, how are you feeling? You are at number 7 across Australia under 12.
Yes, I'm very proud of myself.
So how hard were you to achieve this number, like you are top 10?
Yeah, I play 4 hours a day and I have to train really hard to stay in my position.
So how easy or difficult like to achieve top ranking here in tennis in under 12? So do you think it is easy or you are really doing work hard?
Well, it depends. Tennis is a really hard sport. You have to really work hard on your footwork, your concentration in your matches and all that kind of stuff.
So tell me about yourself. You are at number 7. Your tournaments are coming on the way. They are on the way. So how are your preparation for those tournaments and what you want to achieve from those tournaments? In coming few years, what do you want to do? You want to start number 1 because you are now at number 7. So what's your plans you have in your mind?
I really want to win nationals at the end of the year and all of that, like clay court, hard court, grass.
And Shazlin, tell me about your parents. Like, they are always with you. So how are you, what do you want to say about them? Because they are really working hard with you.
Yeah, they always drive me around and I don't know what I would do without them because I can't drive.
How you feel that? I heard that like your family members, like they are ex tennis player back in Pakistan. They are also like playing in different countries. So, would you like to explain something about them?
My dad played in Oxford University and he won the competition. And his sister played ITF and a lot of tournaments. She was number 1 in Pakistan and she trained really hard. So, I want to be better than her.
So, you are in competition with her?
Yeah.
So, tell me, you go to school, you have friends, your class fellows, what they feel about you when they heard Shazlin is doing great in tennis?
Yeah, they're really proud of me and they really love watching my matches.
So, you invite them for your tournaments, for your matches?
Yeah, sometimes.
Okay, tell me, when you go back to Pakistan, do you play there? Do you love to play there?
Yeah, their courts are really good. It's really, like, nice. Like, clay court, hard court, grass court. They have really good surface there.
And now tell me, who is your favorite player in tennis and why he or she is?
I love Rafael Nadal because I love his mindset. On court, he's like a beast. He's like, come on, let's go. And off court, he's so humble and kind. That's what I love about him.
And what about females tennis players? You want to say something about female tennis players? You like any females tennis players?
Yeah, I love Ash Barty because she's Australian like me. And I love her backhand slice and how she's so humble on court and off court.
Now, Shazlin, tell me, you play across Australia. Where you love to play?
I love Sydney the most.
And now you should tell me, what do you want to say to those girls and boys, like, who are playing under 10, under 12? What should they do to achieve or to come at the top ranking?
Just keep practicing, chase your dreams, and never give up. Just go for it.
And what Shazni want to finally achieve in next few years?
I want to be world number one and make Australia really proud.
And now, Shazni should tell me, what about your parents? How your father and mother work hard with you to get to get success in your sport?
Yeah, they're really happy when I win a tournament, and they always treat me. And yeah, it was my father's goal to become a tennis player, but he didn't have the opportunity. So he really wants me to become.
So how you feel that when you go to school and after winning the tournaments or the big achievements, so everyone appraises you, and how you feel consider you the superstar, they welcome you as a superstar?
Yeah, they always give me high fives, and then my teacher always mentions me in the school assembly.
Would like to say something in Urdu? आप क्या बनना चाहती हैं और यहाँ पे आप मुझे बताएं खाने में क्या पसंद है आपको?
मैं बिरयानी खाना है.
और पाकिस्तान जब जाती है तो क्या खाती है वहाँ पे?
बिरयानी एंड नान.
थैंक यू, विश यू गुड लक शाज़लीन.
थैंक यू.
Hi there, I'm very proud to be Shazleen Aziz's tennis coach. I started teaching Shazleen 2.5 years ago as a beginner. What stood out to me right from the beginning was her competitive nature, her intelligence and coachability. I hope that big dream of hers to play at the Australian Open one day comes true through this Tennis Australia program.
Hello, Sana. How are you? First of all, tell me when you first time realized that Shazleen should be a very good tennis player.
Hi, thank you so much. My name is Sana. I'm Shazleen's mom. Shazleen had always interest in tennis and all different kinds of sports, soccer, gymnastics. She's always eager to be on court. So I think as a child, she's always been very active. So I always knew she has the knack for sports. So yeah, I roughly think around the age of 8 and 9, she really enjoyed playing tennis.
So you're professional, you are doing work. So how you manage the Shazleen at home, and every time you have to take her Sydney in a process failure? So how you manage that?
Yes. So as a working professional, I work for Combank. So for us, obviously, scheduling and organizing for Shazleen, driving her around Sydney Olympic Park, it takes a great toll. But the best way is to just stay focused on your dream. And this is Shazleen's dream. So I really have to stay focused with it. And also, as you all know, that tennis is a very demanding sport. So I'm fully grateful for Shazleen to be supported by Baba's Milk. It's an upcoming milk brand. And Lipa is really sponsoring and supporting Shazleen.
And Sana, what do you see, especially those events want to build Pakistan? They feel really hesitate sometimes. They don't want to send their girls, especially dance. What do you want to say about this?
Well, I would say please don't hesitate. Get a racket, give it to all the girls or boys. Play with them, play with your child. I feel that if you're on the court, if you're playing with your child, that's the best education you can give it to your child. And trust me, keep them away from iPads and technology. Make them play sport. It's the best thing ever.
And where do you want to see Shazleen next few years?
Oh, well, keep supporting her. And yeah,
Where you want to see her?
I want to see her win the Australian Open one day, and we all can be sitting in the same box and watching her.
سامعین، شاذلین عزیز کی گفتگو آپ نے سماعت کی، ان کے والدین اور کوچز سے کی گئی بات چیت بھی آپ کو سنوائی گئی. سامعین، شاذلین عزیز کا سفر ابھی شروع ہوا ہے، مگر ان کا عزم، مہارت اور حوصلہ بتا رہا ہے کہ آنے والے سالوں میں یہ نام آسٹریلیا ہی نہیں بلکہ عالمی ٹینس میں بھی پہچانا جائے گا. اسی کے ساتھ ہی ہمیں اجازت دیجیے.
لائک کیجیے، شیئر کیجیے، تبصرہ کیجیے، فیس بک پر SBS اردو فالو کیجیے.